702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, here we go. COP27, a climate deal, Adam. Was it all watered down? Was it all a lot of hot air? Your assessment.
It's an historic deal, as they put it. Getting nearly 200 countries to agree to anything at all is itself extraordinary. But what did they agree? I suppose they thrashed out essentially the compensation deal, the loss and damage deal for poorer countries or developing countries to get some cash out of richer countries. But frankly, there's no detail who pays, how much they pay, when they pay, who will administer it and who gets it. I mean, all of that is kind of fundamental, but apparently that detail has to be thrashed out. And the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres put it that, you know, good news that some kind of deal was agreed. But as he put it, our planet is still in the emergency room. And to paraphrase what Antonio Guterres said, I mean, a finance agreement is fine, but it doesn't amount to a hill of beans if a nation is turned into a desert or washed away by a rising ocean. And you just get the feeling, the fact that fossil fuels were not on the table at the end. You go, hang on a moment, isn't that the whole point of COP27 is to address the issue of anyway, it's something, but it's not everything, is it?
No, not indeed. But this afternoon, your attention, and I imagine every footballer or football fan's attention, will be focused on the game between England and Iran. 3 p.m. our time, 1 o'clock yours. But it won't just be what's on the pitch that will be at play.
No, although it does depend who you listen to. I think the Iran captain, Ehsan Hajj Safi, has spoken out against the situation in his home country. And I think he's endeared himself to a lot of people because footballers are not in some kind of glass bubble or ivory tower. For goodness sake, you come from a country where whatever is happening. So he spoke to reporters before today's game against England. And as Mr. Hajj Safi put it, we have to accept conditions in our country are not right. Our people are not happy. They should know that we are with them. We support them. We sympathize with them. We're talking, of course, about the protests. 400 have been killed, 16,000 arrested. On they go in Iran. He's saying that, you know, absolutely, they have a responsibility as footballers to both play football and to represent their country. Now, dovetail that with the England footballers who've said, we're not politicians, we're footballers. And that was about it. And you go, well, hang on a moment. The whole point of having a World Cup in Qatar is surely to elicit change, to make things better in that nation and beyond, particularly as regards human rights and gay rights and so forth. And if you're just footballers and not politicians and that's the end of it, then how are you going to elicit change? It's just about money exchanging hands behind the scenes. I was extremely disappointed with the latest England press conference. No, they're not politicians. But, you know, again, like the Iranian captain, you have a responsibility, surely, to the people that you're representing.
People like David Beckham, of course, receiving some flack for being in Qatar. He, of course, has been seen as a kind of gay icon for so many years. But I suppose cash is really king as far as all of this is concerned, Adam. Now tell me about an astronomer in trouble for a supposedly risque photo.
And this could happen to any of us as well. But in this particular instance, Mary McIntyre from Oxfordshire, she was filming a meteor shower, the Perseid meteor shower, with her 6,000 Twitter followers. And they were all sort of engaged with it. She made a 6-second animated video of a meteor streaking across the night sky. And then suddenly, Twitter's automated software kicked in. Some sort of algorithm thing happened and identified her 6-second video of a streaking meteor as, how should we put it, explicit, intimate, pornographic. So she was instantly locked out of Twitter and has been now for 3 months. And the only way back is to delete the tweet. She's not desperately unhappy to delete the tweet. But if you do that, you have to tick a box admitting that you broke the rules. And she says, Mary McIntyre, she doesn't want to sign something that admits to porn sharing when she hasn't. Spacey stuff and racy stuff all in one. What are they identifying? I mean, the mind boggles as to what that meteor looked like, don't you think?
Yep, I'm drawing pictures in my mind. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.